And here we are for another agony hour. It's not quite an hour because one of our members has got reservations in the loosest of terms I've ever fucking heard in my life. It's me, Ben Johnson. I've got Neil Atkinson, Rock Goodman, who is the member with the whatever, and Paul Cope. We're going to crack on because we've only got 47 minutes. Got a big countdown clock. It's like an
LCD. Longer than that, do we? You normally do about 47, don't we? Busting my balls, Jono.
It's like an LCD fucking gig. There's a stopwatch on the side. I want to start with a little bit of. Oh no, I'm not. It's gone. I'm gone. Oh man, I was going to start with a bit of housekeeping, basically. Bit of feedback. The guy who one fella has it touched a bit of a sore point for a few people in that it was someone pinching other people's beards type scenario. When it was one of them discussions, what's our advice? Well, he's reached out to his mate who stole his ex beard, and he said it's going well. So thanks for the advice. That's nice, isn't it?
That was quite a heavy one, that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. It was, I mean, me and Neil had a lovely time.
You could tell.
So I'm running back on the Sun Belters, to be fair. There's some, there's some good ones.
Can I just say, housekeeping wise, before we start, it is still massively concerning me that people are taking this advice and using it in real life.
Yeah, they are.
That's frightening.
It is. I think it's.
With positive results, seemingly.
Positive results.
Well, I see the emails come in, and what's staggering, I know Jono reads them, but he reads them as Jono, but what's staggering is that there is an astonishing level of sincerity in the emails that come in.
There is.
Like, and every single time I'll see it, and I'll be like, God, you are, this is far too on the nose for sincerity. Like, have you got any idea? I know these people, and I am one of them, and I cannot believe you're looking for such sincere advice at this stage from this group of men.
Yeah, that's fair. Hiya, fellas. Need some advice about my girlfriends. We've been together for just over 2 years now in a long-distance relationship. We go to different unis. For the first year and a half or so, things went very well. Barely any arguments. She's dead kind and absolutely adores me. However, for the past 6 months, I haven't felt good about it. I didn't feel that affectionate towards her. I started to find it a bit annoying and thought I'd be a lot happier hanging around my mates at uni. I started to dread seeing her. I finally told her that I felt distant from her during lockdown when we couldn't see each other, and we agreed to talk a lot more over FaceTime instead of text, and that she'd move into my student house in August before the uni started in October. She moved in 2 weeks ago. Again, she's still dead nice and adores me, but my gut tells me my heart isn't in it and would prefer it if she wasn't there. This is despite her working 9 to 5 out the house 3 to 4 times a week. Am I being unreasonable to feel like this? I feel bad about it because she's done nothing massive to upset me, and I don't want to end something recklessly, but I can't ignore how I feel deep down. Am I being reasonable? If I am being reasonable, how do I tell her I feel this way without doing the cliche, it's not you, it's me, and sounding like a divvy who's got no reason to be unhappy? When do I tell her? I could tell her now. However, this will probably mean a quick breakup on her, facing the choice of either going to a student house while none of her housemates are there, or go back home where her parents disapprove of the relationship and be very unsympathetic. I could leave it till October when she goes back to uni, but I don't know if I can keep being dishonest about how I feel for that long. Any advice? Much appreciated, up the Reds.
Goes on a hell of a journey there, doesn't he? From wanting advice, actually answering his own advice, and then switching it to how the fuck do I get rid of it?